Hello there, listener. Quickly, before we start, I just want to say some thank yous to some new supporters of the podcast, both on Ko-fi.com/pranks and Patreon.com/pranksandfirth. Justin, I want you to be braced to also say thank you.
Quickly.
At Pork on Toast, thank you so much. That is thank Christopher. Two lots of $3 on Ko-fi. Thank you so much. That money will go directly into Justin's coffee fund, I believe, this month. An anonymous donation, so do not mention it was Dave Cooper.
Mysterious.
Of $6, also on Ko-fi. Thank you so much, Dave, for your continued support. Absolutely lovely. And over on Patreon, we have a new enabler on Patreon. It is Estelle Ball, $1 a month. Thank you so much. You will get the extra podcast, which is up now. If you want that extra podcast, go to patreon.com/pranksandfirth and you can get the brand new January exclusive podcast. And if you do $5 a month, there's an extra video podcast coming your way very, very soon, next couple of days. Anything you want to say to that, Justin?
Theme tune.
That's that out of the way.
Get it out of the way, boy.
Thank you to those people. How are you doing?
Oh, staring into the abyss.
Yeah, tell me about it. We've both had existential crises this week, haven't we?
Yeah, the funny thing was, well, I told you about mine like in real time. You happened to be online as I was in the bank waiting to see a personal banker.
I felt like I stomped on it slightly with my own depression.
You came to me. Yeah, you did come back over the... It was like a poker game, and I sort of raised, and you came all in before I'd even put my chips on the table.
Yeah, I then backed out because I realised that was a shitty thing to do. But you basically picked the perfect time to tell me that you were feeling depressed for me to basically unload.
You're like that robot out of a Hitchhiker, so you're always depressed. So
the paranoid anytime, android, yeah.
You're the paranoid android, Marvin, or whatever he's called. So whenever I get down in the dumps and I let you know, you're like, yeah, I am as well.
Yeah, I know, I do it all the
it's
time.
Like, can I just not be down in the dumps?
I know, I'm not going to do it anymore. We're such kindred spirits. I genuinely believe that that's what it is. When you do it, I feel like I go, oh god, thank
like
god
twins.
I could talk about it
like when a twin feels the other twin's pain.
But I feel that. So I was feeling pretty shitty for no good reason.
Mine was so vivid. It was so odd. And
let's
like
talk
I said
about
to you,
it. Let's talk right. about it. Let's break it down. The listener wants to know a little look into the neuroses of Justin Panks.
Well, I
tell
don't
me
like
about
to
it
say
again.
Depressed.
And this time I won't trample all over it. About
no, no,
how sorry
you just can tell me. I don't want to say I'm depressed because I know people that get depressed. And it's an illness.
Oh, I'm depressed. Yeah, you know someone who says me.
Yeah.
No, carry on.
So I was in the bank. And I'm waiting to see my personal banker because I'm skin tall. And I was just sitting there and this bloke came in. Nothing wrong with him. Like a bloke in like trousers and shoes, you know. And he had like a little envelope or envelope. And he walked
what
up.
What would you say?
I'd say envelope.
Snob or scum.
Yeah, I've heard people say envelope.
Yeah. My mum.
Oh, yeah. That is quite snob. That's the sort of thing that my mum would say if she was on the phone to someone. But she wouldn't say it on a normal date. So he walked up to that little thing that's like a little post box in the bank and he pulled that little chute down and he put his little envelope in it and then he pushed it up. He looked happy enough and he just turned round and he walked out and I was tracking him. And he got to the automatic doors and the doors opened and I could hear all the hustle and bustle and just everyone was like walking past with their Poundland carrier bags. And it was like someone just hit me in the forehead with a hammer. And it was like all of their lives flashed before my eyes.
So strange.
And I was just like, Oh, he probably does that Monday to Friday as a Chinese takeaway Friday night. Saturday, probably. And I was just like, oh, what's the point of any of it? I just want to go jump off a bridge. Do you know what I mean? It was just like ants all doing their little thing that they have to do, and they're not even thinking about it. And I was just like, God. But and then a funny thing happened and cheered me up, because nothing cheers me up more than me being humiliated or put down in some way.
That cheers you up, does it? That makes me angry with myself for a long time.
No, nothing makes me laugh more than, like, you know, someone mugging me off or saying, like, if I trip over, like, something embarrassed just cheers me up. So I just go, oh yeah, it doesn't matter, I'm a twat, just don't take it seriously. But nothing is the microcosm. Nothing sums up the microcosm of people's relationships to a comedian, because it happens so quick. You go from hero to zero. Then speaking to a personal banker when she's typing your stuff and going, oh, what do you do? I was like, I'm self-employed. Yeah, what do you do? And I was going, well, I'm just sort of self-employed.
And she's like, because you normally try and say writer, don't you?
Yeah. So she goes, so what do you do? And I went, comedian. And she went, oh, really? Oh, what do you do around here, around that?
God, you just made I just need to point out, you made both my arsehole and testicles introvert inside my body when you said that out loud.
So then she goes, oh, what, round here? Yeah, she's typing in my details. She looks at the screen and she was like, oh, my God. Because she can see how much money I haven't got. And
oh, you're not a millionaire.
It was like I went from glamorous to fucking tramp in like 3 seconds. But it was just like, I thought that just sums it up, didn't it?
See, that's the thing. I don't know whether if you're listening and you're not a comedian or, you know, a YouTuber or in the arts,
one of us cool guys,
I think, don't you hate it? And but I think the thing that gets me the most is how often I'm at a social thing and then someone at that social thing will say, I hear that you do stand-up comedy.
The worst one is when you know someone's told them and they don't, and they go, what do you do, mate? And you're like, oh, this and that. I'm like, they just start prying.
Yeah. But why is it a problem? Why is it a problem? But it is.
It's just a cunty thing to say, isn't it?
I'm a comedian. It's like saying, I think I'm funny. That is.
And then they always go, like, have you been on telly? I'll tell you when I got it worse. When I got it worse is when I used to lift quite a lot of weights and I got quite big. Because blokes would either come up to you and say, oh, I don't like, but I'm too big. Like, they'd actually say, or they'd mention someone they know who's massive. They go, my cousin lifts weights. He's really big. You think, all right, mate, like, to come up to me and just start fucking, do you know what I mean?
It's really strange. But why is that a thing? Like, yeah, sometimes with new mums, you can, it's like a little contest about who is both having the...
I had a line in the show, didn't I? I was a house husband, and I used to say, I realised when I went to parent-toddler groups, the difference between men and women and bringing up children, because to me, a man, it was a job. But to women, bringing up children is more than a job. It's also a competitive sport.
It truly is. Positively. It's not just little Timmy is learning to walk. You know, he's only 6 weeks old and he's holding his own weight on his legs. It's not just that. It's also like this sort of negative battle as well, where the same people will be like, oh, my baby hasn't slept since it's been born. And actually, it's constantly shitting blood. Yeah. But I don't understand it. It's really strange, because I've decided from... even before the baby was born, that I was just going to say, yeah, good. So whenever anyone asks, oh, how's she doing?
There's definitely two types of people, two types of parent especially. There is a type of parent that always EQs up the negative side.
Yeah.
And says, oh, nightmare, never sleeps. And I think that's funnier. I always would say my children were worse than they are, because I find it funnier. And then you've got the other ones that would never, ever admit that their baby's ever shit itself.
But I just don't see the point in that. Like, if you're saying, oh, how's the baby? Do you really want me to go, well, shit the other day, then did a fart and fired the shit off of the changing mat onto the carpet? Then for 25 minutes, I was having to pick the baby up, because you can't leave it up there on its own on the changing mat, hold it whilst it's smeared in its own shit that it's sat in. Also, I'm taking a Dettol antibacterial wipe to the carpet to clean the shit out of that. Will it come out? Will it not? Noticing that there's bleach in the Dettol wipes, and am I going to now have a bleach spot on the carpet that I've just wiped up? Or am I so tired that instead of using a baby wipe, I've accidentally wiped the baby's ass with a Dettol wipe? Mm. Is that what you want to hear?
Yes. Well, I think everyone listening is like, yes, more shit stories, please. I don't miss all that, though. But then, Mike, what I told you before we start recording, my boys are in that deliberately irritating phase that teenage boys seem to go through.
Well, it's again, it's like that learned... What's it called when animals learn the same things but in different parts of the world? Because my son is in exactly the same zone as yours at the moment.
They're just doing exactly the same thing. You go, stop it. You're really annoying me. Just using their physicality as an offensive weapon.
Have your boys been through the no phase?
Yeah, no.
So just go, oh, right, time to get ready for bed. No. No, seriously, though, go get ready for bed. No.
Yeah.
Have you brushed your teeth today? No. Come on, mate, don't be a dick.
No. Yeah, they've started. I said my 12-year-old just started saying cake tonight. Cake.
Well, yeah, and this is at the same time cake. That my son has started cake. Just saying quack.
Yeah. Isn't it weird, cake and quack? Lost in translation.
Yeah, well, it must be from something that's bled into that teenage culture. That it's exactly the same. And then, but the question around the quack, like I said to you, Dad, are you a duck? Quack. Dad, are you a quack? Quack. I just want to say to him, because I do you remember
Shut
going
up!
Through. There's also the phase where they talk about bums and willies and stuff.
Oh, that was my favourite phase.
I said to my boy, I went, right, you need to understand that bums are only like 10% as funny. The things you're saying are 10% as funny as you think they are.
Right.
But then we do it for a living.
Exactly. All right, you know, I told you the other day I found in the old days when I first started doing gigs, and I'd printed out a map of Central London before smartphones.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd printed out my first 5 minute or one of my first 5 minute sets in longhand, and it was stapled
word
to
for
the
word.
Back of this.
Have you got it available for us to talk through now?
I could do it next week. It's downstairs. I'll get it.
Let's do it. And I reckon I've got one of mine. We'll both do it.
First,
let's find find
first
our first ever set.
Three bits were about shit. I opened with three quite substantial jokes about shit.
I've got a notebook here. There'll be
referenced it in the act. I said, I know what you're thinking. He's done two jokes about shit. And I know you're thinking, go on, you're on a hat trick. And then had another one.
No, they're not. Right, I've got a joke book here. Not a joke book. A notebook here, right? Do you want me to have a look through live on air?
Go on. Because if your penis and if your testicles and arsehole clenched up, it's time for mine. I've got to be a kindred spirit. Can I just say to listen before we go any further, if I sound rough and out of sorts, it's because... Why is it because, Ash?
You are sober as a judge.
I haven't had a drink since Saturday. It's now Thursday.
You're doing really well.
I feel awful. I can't sleep. Last night, I was just rotating the whole night.
So are you going to drink at the weekend? Or are you just... What are you doing?
I don't know. I just had to stop for a bit.
Okay.
You know the people always say, oh, you got a drink problem. People go, no, I ain't. They go, have you ever had an enforced period where you've said that I'm not going to drink for a month? And if you go, yeah, they go, well, that proves you've got a drink problem. So I thought, if I never do that, I'll never have a drink problem. Just don't stop.
It's really good when you can find a reason to not...
But I passed the Alcoholics Equinox, where I realised I was drunk more than I was hungover, I think.
Oh, well.
So it's like for 12... I'd be drunk for 13 hours of the day.
Are you ready for this? I mean, should I just read random bits that I find?
Yeah. I'll mark them out of 10, like Len Goodman.
Okay. Ash Frith's bucket list. 1. Get diagnosed with terminal illness. 2. Die of terminal illness.
Is that the setup?
That's the joke, mate. Bucket list. Here's an idea. You ready for an idea?
If you'd have set that up by saying that you should. Sorry. If you'd have set that up by saying, I think you should lower your expectations to make your goals achievable. I don't know, but
yeah, I'm still not gonna do it though.
Let's workshop it. Let's workshop it. Go on.
My girlfriend asked me if I could ever see myself. I haven't read these in advance, okay? My girlfriend asked me if I could ever see myself dating a taller lady. One odd way of saying she doesn't see our futures together.
Yeah, I mean, don't open with it.
Any men in here able to suck their own penis? I'm having a rib added, so I never do that again.
That's not bad. That's got potential.
That sounds like Norm Macdonald. But you
that's
know.
Actually so. There's something to that one, I think.
I'll put a little star next to it. This might
got my seal of approval. That one.
Belly button fluff. So much, but I never get it anywhere else. I never get a bit of anus fluff. I've never worn through a t-shirt at the navel.
Keep going. Oh. Oh my god.
Oh.
Oh my god. I'm not gonna get my shit jokes and play off stage.
So I can actually
when did you write these? Like was that when you first started?
Yeah, this is like really, really
There's something in the rib thing. There's something in that. I think you should revisit the ad in a rib.
Okay. The whole thing here about pocket calls.
People don't seem to do that anymore, do they?
No.
Is that because of that fingerprint thing, do you think?
Yeah, it could be.
You think how quickly a lot of like technological fads have come and gone in the last like 10 years. Like, do you remember when everyone used to just get drunk and post YouTube music videos on Facebook?
No.
Oh, on Friday night. All right, just don't I won't bother talking about that then. No, on Friday night,
yeah, would it just be their favourite music?
Yeah, people would just post. I remember thinking this has become a trope that people are just posting.
I didn't even know.
People are posting links to sort of like songs from their youth. And then people just stop doing it all of a sudden.
That's quite nice, actually. Quite a nice use of it.
No.
Here's a 10-minute set list, okay? Finger, Superpower, Army Roll, Tortoise, Nurse's Uniform, Piss Shower, Sexting, Undress, Graveyard, Snowball Fight, Mr. Men.
I could probably tell you, like, do all those bits.
Yeah, you probably could. You saw him enough.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I started writing my Edinburgh show on Monday.
Are you going to Edinburgh, are you?
I'm thinking about it, yeah. Be a shame not to if I'm writing the fucking show, wouldn't it?
I thought you said you'd never go back.
Everyone says they'd never go back.
I'm not going back. Oh, my God. This book here, Justin, is my actual new material book, number one.
Go on.
It has got longhand.
Oh, why did we write things out longhand?
It's got notes in the lines, in the margin.
Well, I pull funny face, lol. Wave.
Right. I'm new to stand-up comedy, so I asked some of the more established comics, how do you write a routine? They all say the same thing. Write about what you know. So for the next 5 minutes, I'm going to talk about sex, porn, masturbation, and felching.
You don't know about felching.
I don't know about any of that.
You know about masturbation, come on. Don't put
There's
going to
be quite a lot about small winkles.
Small winkles. But I used to do that as well. That's what I said I did when I sort of like said about doing all the jokes about shit. I sort of like said it like it was like, as in somehow give myself a pass. You know that some acts will be like, oh, do you want the really dirty material? And then you think, I'll just do it. Don't ask for their approval. Just do it. Oh,
this is word for word read out.
Come on, perform it, perform it, perform it.
After the success of my dog grooming service, I opened a child grooming parlour. Not as successful.
Yeah, I remember the pedo joke was all the de rigueur, wasn't it?
It really was.
Everyone had some good pedo jokes. Shame to get rid of them. Shame they had to drop them, Ash.
I invested all my money into Imodium shares, but the bottom fell out of it.
Oh, you did have a few puns, actually, didn't you?
I did. I'm pretty much going to read them all out to you now.
Oh, come on. Let's rate these. Rate my pun. I will rate these, actually, because I just remembered I forgot to rate any of that other shit. So come on, let's rate the puns.
Okay.
Five's a banger. One is a... Don't bother.
These are awful.
Can't just read them out. Stop curating them.
Well, some of them I have to.
Well, they're a bit naughty.
Yeah, a lot of them are. Yeah,
come on,
a lot
just
of them.
Read it out. All right, if it's acceptable, you've got to read it out. No matter how shit it is, that's the rules.
I treat comedy like a top sportsman treats a major sporting event. I never have sex before a big performance. Not because I think it'll affect me, but because, like I said, I'm married.
That's not a pun.
No.
But two. No, one. I think I should start drinking again.
Before I was a Ghostbuster, before I was in comedy, I was a Ghostbuster for a while. We were called to a haunting in a styling gel factory. The things I saw in there would make your hair stand on end.
Why? Why did you need to say all this shit about the Ghostbusters? I think this phrase to use here is trim the fat. Why did that was the most longest setup for the shittest joke? Before I did comedy, I opened up my own UK franchise of the Ghostbusters, and it was quite lucrative. Saturday, I received a call to go to a hair gel factory. Upon my arrival, I noticed the door was ajar, so I let myself in, and the things I saw in there would make your hair turn on end. Is that about 5 minutes?
Did you do it in my voice?
What the fuck was all that?
My wife hates it when I piss in the shower. Especially when it's her in there.
What's your wife for? You weren't even married. How can I Jim Davidson up some of my jokes by pretending I'm married?
Some of this stuff I'm reading. I used to date an older lady. When she took her clothes off, she looked like a tortoise that had slipped out of its shell.
Nice visual image. I mean, that could be a line in a longer bit. I don't know if it warrants a standalone joke.
I used to write musicals, but I don't want to make a big song and dance out of it.
That doesn't make sense, because you would want to. Wouldn't you?
None of it makes sense.
Well, we've got to critique it. Otherwise, it would just be tumbleweed after everyone you've read.
I mean, listen to this, that I thought this, right? That I thought this was okay. The first time I had sex, I was at school. If the other teachers find out, I'm sure to get the sack.
Everyone had a teacher joke. I had one myself.
It's rubbish.
You're starting out, Ash. You're basically trying to go from 5 minutes to 20.
I did this on stage, this one. I remember this. Knock, knock.
Who's
there?
I know how to do our knock, knock joke. Let me do knock, the knock. Other part. Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's the bailiffs. We've been instructed on behalf of your ex-wife to seize assets to the value of £900 for missing child support payments. That. My penis is so tired. Honestly, you should see the bags under it.
That's all right. It's one bag.
I tried to break into the local sausage factory the other day, but I was foiled at the first hurdle. Walls? No, it was Richmond's. I was kicked in the groin by an 80s band singing Too Shy the other day. Catch a goo-goo? No, it was mainly my cock.
What's a goo-goo?
Nothing.
It's your bollocks. Oh yeah, she's got a saggy goo-goo.
I recently got a tip on a horse. I'd have got more in, but the jockey came back and caught me.
I remember you doing that.
Oh,
what are you trying to write for lolly sticks? Because they're all very short.
They are, but you can't do ones about having sex with a horse.
Well, no, but you know what I mean. They're very much like a joke. Like you're writing a joke book.
I was doing some one-liners, wasn't I?
Why did you do one-liners? Did you like one-liner acts? Or did you just Why did you just pluck that out of your ass to do one-liners?
I thought it was easier to write jokes like that.
No, of course it isn't.
Yeah, it turns out.
Yeah, you have one idea, 7 seconds. Well, you can have an idea when you do like normal comedy. It can be like 10 minutes.
One of my elderly grandparents had a fit in Cheshire. Nantwich? Yes, she did. Quite a lot.
You hit a little formula here, didn't you? It's like Jamaica. No, she went of her own accord. You thought, I'm going to rewrite that joke. And did you get an atlas out? Tell the truth.
I moved in with my girlfriend. She's so messy, she left beans, sausages and chips on the kitchen worktop. But I don't want to make a meal out of it.
That's the same as the song and dance one as well, isn't it? You hit a rich vein of form this day.
Jesus Christ.
I think it's better than stuff you're doing now.
I was first attracted to my girlfriend because of her infectious laugh, and then I was repelled by her infectious vagina.
I remember you doing that as well.
Yeah, I definitely did that one. I mean, that's bad, isn't it? You'd never have thought I was like a championship comedian after those. But that should give hope to all the people listening that think they might fancy a bit of comedy. You can go from that to being one of the UK's best stand-up comedians.
But it would just take about 30 years. I don't even want to know if I want to read mine out. If I went and got them, I don't think it would be... Next week
we'll do Justin's first notebook.
See, all my jokes my jokes are so good when I write them, I'm still doing them. I can't drop anything. That's why I'm doing the same act for 10 years, because it's gold, mate.
Don't you think it's weird that you know, these are 10 years old, these jokes.
Yeah, these are like my first ones.
And like a couple of those I actually did on stage or whatever, maybe at 5 minutes or whatever. But the stuff that gets a laugh, like I would look at that and go, oh, God, that stuff about sex and wanking, blah, blah, blah. And you just go, oh, God, I'm so glad I grew out of that. But still, the biggest laugh I get in my set at the moment is a spunk fountain. I talk about spunk shooting out of
the
fanny.
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, that's the thing about comedy. That's the thing, what you realise when you go to Edinburgh. There's two. There's the punters and there's the fucking industry. And the industry want all that Nanette stuff. And the punters just want to hear jokes about getting drunk and shagging and stuff like that.
Bizarre, isn't it? That you think you could try and refine something.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I first went to Edinburgh, people said to me, oh, you know, what works in the clubs won't work in Edinburgh and vice versa. And I thought, that's bollocks, funny, it's funny, but it's so true. When I did my first hour and I put all my sort of like gold in amongst it, and my little rubbish, what I thought would just like pointless stories, would be getting big laughs. I'd be thinking, fuck, they're laughing, wait until they hear this, wazam, and it'd get nothing. Because it was like a clubby joke. Like a pullback and reveal or something. There's loads of notes about anti-Semitism in here. Because I noticed that people are really anti-Semitic still. Because obviously my wife's Jewish, so I'm tuned into it. And because like people just talk to me and they'll just say like anti-Jewish stuff to me. And they go, oh, my wife's Jewish. And they just shut up. But I noticed it was the last acceptable kind of... People do seem to still feel comfortable enough saying that.
What's the situation? Because I still hear people making jokes about ginger people.
Yeah, I don't know. She's ginger as well, mate. Hang on, I've got
her
here.
I've met her.
Yeah, here we go. I found some now. People say dolphins are clever. They can't speak English. Ain't that fucking clever?
That would get a laugh in a club.
Yeah, probably would. Yeah, hang on. Dolphins have had 10,000 years.
Isn't it weird? Because I've got why have we got stuff about dolphins? I've got a bit about how when you've just had a baby, when you've just had a baby, it'd be good to be like a dolphin where you can just shut down half your brain. You know, like dolphins sleep half their brain at a time. But now, I don't write enough down.
No, I don't write
so
anything.
Something will click and I go, oh shit, I haven't done that bit for ages because you don't write anything down. I remember listening to Rod Gilbert on The Comedian's Comedian where he talked about not writing anything down anymore. And I couldn't believe that because I was still writing things out in full long form when he said that. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, when you first start and people go, oh, you've got to write a lot, I actually thought they meant physically writing.
Yeah, so did I.
It's actually just thinking about shit, isn't it?
I used to sit down at a kitchen table with a blank notebook and write, and try and write.
I remember when I don't listen to that comedian's comedian.
Maybe I should do that.
I used to listen to that, and I remember that host would say to people, like, how do you write? Is it with a pen or a pencil? I've been thinking, fuck it. How forensic do you want to get about it? Like, what, do you sit down? Do you stand? Like, what do you need to know that for?
I'm quite adventurous sexually. I once had sex with my ex-girlfriend in a graveyard. It's what she would have wanted.
Here's something I've noticed. I was watching, is it still called The Right Stuff?
Yeah, probably.
But he ain't on it anymore. It's Tim Vine.
Oh.
Jeremy Vine. And
so you're thinking of brilliant one-liners because of what you've
heard. Yeah, I know exactly. It's like he's in the room. But I just don't know how to explain this. Have you noticed that politicians have all been trained to speak in a really non-committal...
Surely not.
No. I don't even mean like what they say, but they sort of furrow their brows and go, no, I mean, I really think, I have their hands up, like someone in the middle trying to split a fight up. Do you know what I mean?
Constantly apologising and on the front foot.
Why can't these people be strong? Don't we need strength?
No.
Hmm. Would we need a load of wishy-washy fucking slags then?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I weren't sure. I need to start drinking again. My brain's not working. I literally slept last night for about 2 minutes. I was, like I said, I was just revolving around. Like I was rolling down a hill, but on the spot. It's like I was rolling down a hill on a treadmill going up. Just like rolling and rolling. And then I woke up, I was all sweaty and wanted to be sick.
Isn't it strange that this has come... Isn't it meant to be the other way round?
Yeah, it probably will be eventually, but it's only been like 4 or 5 days. But I do not feel good, Ash. I've got to tell you, I do not feel... I've had my eyes closed for most of this.
It's not...
Honestly, I'm in a bad way.
It's not having the effect you'd hoped it would.
No, and all my skin's gone all dry and blotchy as well.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm just missing out all the vitamins from the delicious Estrella.
Get it down. Turn your back on it and get yourself back to it. Come on.
Do you think I should? Do you think I should just...
The listener wants you to have a drink, don't you, listener?
I know. I'm off my game. I can feel it myself. I have to apologise.
Yeah, come on, mate.
I'll tell you what else I did this week as well, mate. I only got a missed bin day.
No way.
Mate, I talk about couldn't sleep. I was fucking couldn't. I was so worried about it because I had to take my neighbours out as well.
And you thought he was going to say, where the fuck, where weren't my bins out?
Well, it's not as bad as it sounds because the other neighbour took them out.
But, oh, that's all right.
No, but he's going to lord it over me. Where were you? Take them out,
Tuesday. Right there, Justin. I think you might have forgotten something.
Yeah, I've got such a big house. My neighbour is in Somerset.
Hi there, Justin.
No, I think you may have... My neighbour's a pirate from the 1700s.
You may have forgotten to take the bins out.
Captain Birdseye. But yes.
Stop knocking on my window when I've got my friends round.
Didn't knock. I just peered in. Oh, God, don't. Oh, why did I do that? That's the thing. Since I started drinking, all those little things, I've started cringing about things that I've repressed. They're all coming back to the surface, mate. It's like Tourette's. I'll just be sitting there and go, oh, God, why did I look at that window?
Can I help you, Justin? Sorry, I was just saying what your house looked like.
Sausages look nice, Pamela. Body language, image. I can't read any of my notes. I'll have to get some I can actually read.
Yeah, you take a bit of time, you look them up, and then for next week's podcast,
I've got X's like... This is my... Tell me what's the point of writing this down in a vacuum? X is like dog hairs. I mean, what does that mean? Could that be any vaguer?
I remember writing stuff like something about, it'd be like something about dog hairs.
Yeah.
What's the point? It's like me basically going, I think there's really something funny in dog hairs.
I get a sense of achievement if I brush my teeth before noon. That's just a comment on my life.
Yeah, that's true.
That is actually true. I see, I'm a truth teller, mate. Never mind your one liners. I'm like Hicks.
I did one-liners for about 6 months.
Yeah. They just take too long to write, didn't they? They take too long to write any portion of... You can write a one-liner, but to fill 10 minutes is like a fucking month's worth of writing.
But don't you think it's amazing? Like, if I say this next sentence, you'll know the people I'm thinking of. Those shitty one-liners that I just read out, there are people out there who are doing one-liners at that and less standard.
I remember once when I first started an act who I never liked, and I knew more from online than I only met him a couple of times. But I saw in the old forums before, you know, Facebook killed the forums, that he said about one-liners, and he said a groan is the same as a laugh. And he was
like, yeah.
No, it's not. God, if I did a joke and someone groaned, I would never do it again.
So, listen up. Get yourself along to one of Jesse P's gigs.
Yeah, groan. Just groan at every joke and force me to write a new set. You're doing me a favour.
Right. So, do you want some snob or scums? Are you ready?
Yeah.
So, our good friend, Hannes Bremer.
Our best friend.
He has popped in with, what would you sit out on if you lived in Mississippi to play your banjo?
A rocking chair.
No. What would the part of the house be?
The porch.
The porch, not the veranda. Well done.
Oh, that's a good one, Yanis. Not even your first language, is it, mate?
I'm Jeff Vader has said, what do you put your dirty clothes in?
A laundry basket.
Oh, hello there.
Is that posh?
Oh, yeah, not washing basket.
Yeah, but I'm the king of all laundry. That's my title, isn't it? I got given that. That wasn't my. That was bestowed upon me that title. I got awarded a belt and everything.
Well, fair play.
I got a 12-pound gold belt around my waist. King of all laundry, mate.
Yanis has come up with garland or festoon.
Don't know what either of those things are.
Nope. You've got a better understanding of our language than us.
Of course he has. That's because, you know, every time he eats an English person's brain, he gets more. He gets more.
When your wife leaves you, you will suffer from this thing. Loneliness or solitude, from Janice Bremer.
Oh, right. I was thinking of like alimony or child support.
Okay, you go for a meal with your loving family. The service is so good you decide to leave...
Tip.
A tip, not gratuity.
No, I think, did we have that one?
Don't know. That was from Mark Honeybuns.
Thank you, Mark.
I'm Jeff Vader. Clutter that mostly old people like to have around their house. Something you might put on a fireplace.
I'm going to say, let me guess both. Is it bric-a-brac or knick-knacks?
I mean, that's lovely, but I'd say both are scum. He has gone for ornament or figurine.
Oh, right. I'd say tat.
Tit?
Tat, no.
Why would you say tits?
Because my mum collects the ceramic tits and they're all around her lounge. Just like little milk jugs with the milk comes out of the nipple. Do you remember them from joke shops?
Yeah. Janice Bremer has put chuffed, cheerful or mirthful. Not sure that quite works, Janice, that one, but...
Remember we were saying Germans, like, they would have a word like mirthful because they're very... Yeah, that's how German works.
Because they're very mirthful. Ms. Magazine on Twitter, Ms. Magazine on Twitter, you're walking down the stairs, what are you holding on to?
The banister.
Yeah, not the handrail. That's a good one.
Which one's posh?
Handrail's posh, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. But banister sounds posh because he ran a 4-minute mile.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And
he went to Oxford.
Didn't he invent the BBC? That was a different one.
Yeah.
This is a good one from Janice Bremer, actually.
Janice is on fire.
You've drunk too much booze and it's going to come back out of you. What are you doing?
Having a big old shit.
No. It's coming up.
Oh, puking.
So puke. So he's put honk, vomit or throw up. I haven't heard honk in 16 years.
Chunder. Blow chunks. That's what I'd say because I'm rad. I'm going to blow chunks, dude.
He's also said, or to regurgitate.
That's what, when I hear regurgitate, I think of a bird feeding a little bird. Hey, here's a funny story. I'll tell you, mate. When we was at school and we were young and we had sex education, and the teacher said about when a man becomes capable of ejaculating. And because me and my mates had never heard the word capable before, we thought it just meant coming.
I'm capable.
Yeah, so we used to go around to people in the playground and go, you ain't even capable. And they'd be like, what? Go, look at you, you little weed. You're not even capable.
But just think, you had to go at your kids walking in and going, cake.
Yeah,
you probably walked in and went, Dad, capable.
Dad. No, but we were doing it like we should have done. We were using our newfound knowledge to humiliate and put people down. But we were doing it wrongly. That'd be like going up to someone and say, you're not able. But we thought capable meant unable to come. We thought it was a sex word because I'd never heard it.
It actually does sound like an insult for people who aren't physically
able. No, we should say, that's what I'm saying. We should say, you ain't even capable.
It's a good insult.
It is, but we actually thought it meant you are unable to ejaculate because you're not old enough.
Right, why am I like this? Who I saw you having a little bit of banter with this week on Twitter.
Probably.
You've been sober, you should remember.
No, that can't have been this week then.
Oh, okay. Right. Balls or testicles?
Nuts.
I like to use testicles sometimes because I just think it's funny.
I'd say bollocks.
Or what do you put on your head when you're playing golf, for example, to keep the sun out of your eyes?
A hat.
Not your cap?
Yeah, baseball cap. Hat. I'd say hat.
Why am I like this? Let's come up with this one. Mistress or side piece? Oh, yeah, hat. My side piece. Listener, you need to know, we will just put this out regardless of how turgid it is.
It's just two blokes talking.
It's just two blokes talking. But you get that in the song, don't you? So it's not like anyone can complain.
Yeah. As advertised. But
if they did want to complain, if they wanted to put a bad review, what could they do, Jesse P?
They could go to iTunes and this week leave an accurate review, but leave an inaccurate 5 stars. Like the biggest discrepancy, but like go and leave us 5 stars and a terrible review, please.
You've got just under 2 weeks to get those in. And the best one that me and Justin choose is going to win a bespoke T-shirt that will be sent out to you with your review on the back and some love on the front. A little bit of Jesse P love smeared on the front.
It's from Ash's spunk fountain.
From my spunk fountain. And also, if you are... We've been getting... There's so much pressure on us to get some sort of signed card, postcard type thing, out to the Patreon subscriber. That's going to happen soon, isn't it?
We've just been speaking about that. It's going to happen in the next couple of weeks, I should imagine, for a month.
I can't work out exactly what we're going to do, but some sort of picture of us.
Yeah.
And we will have actually signed it. Or will we just get it printed? Like, you know, did you ever used to get an autograph? But it wasn't. It was just like a printed piece of card with...
No, we'll actually sign it, won't we?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
I mean, wouldn't we?
Yeah. What, with pens?
Yeah, with pens. Maybe we'll write... Should we use silver pens?
No, we'll get some black Sharpies, mate. Can't beat them.
Okay.
I once saw an emo kid with like his, a big one of those big ear piercing holes in his lobe, and he had a Sharpie through it.
I quite like the silver Sharpie.
Do you remember the silver pen and gold pens at school? Like you shook them and they had a ball bearing in them.
Yeah, to mix it up.
Yeah, do you still get them?
I guess they just worked to how ink worked a bit better.
Big questions answered on Pranks and Fur.
My son has got so many pens and pencils.
Don't know, because I never had a...
Never had a dad.
I never had any pens and pencils. I had catapults and jars full of centipedes, that sort of thing.
You were such a boy, weren't you?
No, not really. I should actually collect smelly rubbers.
Did you?
There you go, that's a snob or scum. What do you rub pencil out with?
Condoms.
Rubber or eraser.
Had that one before.
All right.
Speaking of that, there was a guy that he was a friend of a friend. And it turns out when he went away on a lad's holiday, his mum and dad thought it'd be a nice surprise if they redecorated his bedroom while he was away.
Right.
Without telling him.
The only thing is, he was blind.
Only thing is, down the side of his bed, he'd had a girlfriend. He used to have sex with her and then just drop his old condoms.
No, because when I was a student, I shared a room with my mate. He did that and put one in a Coke can. And it was in the bedside table. And one day I came back to my room and I was like, why does it smell like the docks there? I mean, it was so bad. And I was like, I was going around the room like a bloodhound, going like... Warmer. Opened the door, saw just an open can of Coke, picked it up, mate. I took a sniff.
I thought you said a sip.
I took a sniff. It was like smelling salts, and it nearly, honestly, I nearly vomited, fainted. It was the most disgusting thing that ever happened to me. I was had to get a fucking priest around there. It was that bad. It was so bad, mate.
How long had he not been there for?
I reckon that had been in there for like 6 to 8 weeks.
What?
Yeah, and it was bad. But it was one of those smells. You start going, I think I can smell something. But it was in a Coke can in a bedside like cabinet.
Why had he left? What is wrong with people?
Just think, you're just post-coital, you're not thinking straight, maybe.
Yeah, but for 6 weeks.
Yeah, but you probably forgot. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying it's the height of hygiene. Don't get me wrong.
Could he not smell it?
Yeah, we both could. Like, what the fucking smell? And then one day it was so bad, I think it was the summer, and I was going around the room going like, with my big fucking eagle beak, and I zoned in and I opened it, and I was like, oh, is it that? And I went, ah!
Oh, man. But did you know what it was straight away?
Yes,
or did he have to say?
Unmistakable, Ash. Like when the tide goes out and everything's just rotting in a rock pool.
Is it weird that you didn't know what a condom in a can smelt like until you smelt it, and then you went, I know exactly what that is?
And I'll tell you what it was as well. Obviously, the bodily fluids on the inside and out were combining to make a cocktail of stench. But the latex smelt as well. It was very bad.
And it was degrading, I should imagine. Yeah,
it really was, mate. But I got over it with therapy. But I know it was... It's one of the most unpleasant experiences of my life.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, no. See, one of my most unpleasant experiences also involves a Coke can, where my mate had gone away for a month on holiday to South Africa. And when he come back, he had a pool house, which was like a gym and a swimming pool and all that, at the end of his garden. And we were just down there, and I took a big sip of a can of Coke that I thought was my can of Coke, and it wasn't. It was one from before he'd gone away for a month. So a month-old Coke, and it was full of bits of mould.
That'd be like dead flies and stuff, mate.
That's one of the worst things that's ever happened to me, that.
I remember I fancied this girl at school, and she goes, do you want some Tango? And I went, oh, I thought, oh, I'm in. And I drank it, and she'd put like half a pot of salt in it.
Why would she do that? You sound... Did you marry that girl?
It's actually quite tragic, isn't it? I was like, oh, my God. Oh, hello. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll have some. I didn't even like Tango. It might have been Sunkist back then. And I was like, whoa! And then her and her mate started laughing at me. Scarred me for life, mate.
She sounds like the perfect woman for you.
Yeah, I know. What a practical japer.
I hate practical jokes.
Yeah, I mean, just... Some of them are so mean-spirited, Ash.
I've been seeing lots of people that I know, lots of acts that we know, have been doing that roast battle. Have you seen that?
I have tried to avoid it, to be honest with you.
I mean, I've never seen the show, but I've been seeing them on it, and there's lots of clips on Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. I can honestly say I wouldn't do that. There's no chance on earth that I could do that show.
Why could you be worried what they'd say about you?
No. I just couldn't. I couldn't do it.
You had a long, hard look in the mirror this week, didn't you, Ash?
Well, it wasn't even long and hard, really. It was sort of shriveled and flaccid. But yeah, I had an existential crisis very similar to yourself. I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror, and I saw everything I was becoming in one terrible, brief moment. I just saw every year of my existence looking back at me.
That you've had or that you're not going to have in the future?
I just felt so old.
You know that famous picture of the Earth from space?
The famous picture of the Earth from space?
You know the picture of the globe from space?
The famous one?
Well, you know the pictures, the photos of the Earth from space.
Yeah, I have seen the Earth from space.
Do you know that that's not actually a photo?
What?
They couldn't be that far away. They couldn't get the whole Earth in. They had to take loads of smaller photos and piece it together.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know when you see a picture of the Earth and it's like you can see the whole Earth from space?
Yeah.
That's like 50 little photos stuck together because they can't take a big picture that big with that much detail. So it's lots of little ones stitched together.
Answer me this. Thinking about what you've just said, do you think that's the case?
That's what I've heard. What do you mean? You think they've got a fucking great camera that can take a picture? Like, when they're far enough away, listen. When they're far enough away to get the whole Earth in, you wouldn't be able to see the continents and that. What are you laughing at? If you get far enough away to get the whole Earth into the picture, you can't see any detail. It's close-up pictures all stitched together. That's true. And my question is that how you have to look at your face in the mirror?
Oh, come on, mate. Is that what that was all about?
It's your fault. That's your whole thing with your long setups. You don't even write your own jokes with long setups. You make mine longer as well. I think that's true. That if you're far enough away to fit the whole Earth in, you can't see any detail.
That can't be true. What about satellite pictures? There's pictures of Mars.
Yeah, but what can you see on it?
Well, you'd see
Yeah, exactly.
I'm googling this. Can you take a picture of the Earth
in one go? The pictures from space of the Earth are like loads of pictures all put together on Photoshop because it's flat. I think that's true. I really hope it is. You're gonna be laughing on the other side of your big old face. So anyway, the point is.
Hold on. So you're telling me that up to this day there has never been a picture of the Earth that you've been tricked, and
no. You know when you see one and it looks like a globe and you can see the continents and everything.
Yeah.
That is doctored. Like, if you took a picture of the Earth, it would just like a blue ball. To be far enough away to fit it all in, you wouldn't be able to see anything. That makes sense to me.
Okay.
Because it's big. It's a big old. It's big, isn't it?
Okay. What? Well, how about I believe you, but how about I believe you, but I tell you some facts about it that I've thought up off the top of my head.
Go on then.
Well, it was taken in 2015, July the 20th. It was the first full shot of the Earth from space, a photograph.
Yeah.
Up until then, it's actually taken by travelling. It was like the satellite. Looks like it's travelling around the world.
Yeah, like Google Street View almost. And then pieced it all together.
And pieced it all together almost.
Yeah. Because if you think about it, if you was far enough away to take a picture of it, it would be like, it just looked like a blue ball.
I'd say it was probably renderings of thousands of close-ups taken by observation satellites in low orbit.
Would you look at that? You see, the thing about, is that a stop clock's wrong twice, wrong.
That's it. That's true. That is a true sentence.
Clock. Yeah, that's
wrong.
I'm a glass half empty. A stop clock is wrong 22 hours of the day. That's the old expression.
Yeah. Well, that has surprised me. I'll be honest with you.
Don't you say you're too quick to mock, Ash.
I'll never do it again. Although, that was 2015, which is nearly a decade ago.
That's 4 years ago, mate.
Yeah. Long time.
Yeah, nearly.
I wasn't quite so grey. I didn't look quite as old as I do.
So what did you see in the mirror? Let's talk me through it.
I saw in the mirror, I saw an old man looking back at me. And I saw, when I think about my dad, right? I think about, it's weird because I know how my dad looks if I think about it. But in my mind, he's probably about 40, my dad.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I reckon I looked at him. In the mirror today, I looked and he looked back at me. And I saw every year that I've ever been alive looking back right at me. Really bizarre. For the first time, I was like, oh, shit.
Sometimes I do that when I'm laying in bed and I'm trying to go to sleep and I just bolt up and go, I'm 43, I'm going to die soon.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I forget I'm 43 and then I remember. Like, shit, no, it just keeps marching on. I'm actually quite old.
I said this to the boy the other day. I'm really a bad parent.
That was because... the worst birthday is ever, right?
Nothing stops it. You can have another kid and it doesn't stop it. You can do good things and it doesn't stop it. You can do bad things, it doesn't stop it. Time still moves at exactly the same rate.
Your perception of it can change with certain substances.
What can I do to make it change, please?
If you drink like I used to, then the weeks go in a blink of an eye. That's the opposite of what you want though, isn't it?
Yeah, I want to slow it down because it's all ticking away too quick.
Got any old ketamine, mate? Get in a K-hole. That time slows down.
But my new baby is like 7 weeks old on Saturday.
Is that really?
Yeah.
That's gone quick, isn't it? It's nearly 2 months.
I've got confused. It's 6 or 7. I can't remember which.
Doesn't matter, does it? That's when you start measuring in weeks, then... months, I suppose. Then why do people say like 18 months? Why don't they say a year and a half?
Seven. It's 7. Yeah, 7 weeks.
Why do people say a baby's 18 months old?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Because you'd say a year, wouldn't you? And then you go back to months again.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, because you're not 43 years and 8 months old.
No, but like, when a baby's first born, you say, oh, she's 4 days old. 4 days. And they go, how old is she? 6 weeks. How old is she? She's 2 months. She's a year. Then you go 18 months. You go back to months again.
Do you go 13 months? You never hear someone say their baby's 13 months.
I reckon you do. I reckon that's when it starts. You don't go 1 year, 1 month. But then I think once you hit years, you've got to go in years.
Are you 21 months ever?
No, I say once you hit years, you're one. And then you've got to wait 12
months. What I mean is, if you're on this new system that we don't agree with, does it go, oh, she's 13 months, 14, 15 months, 16 months, 17 months, 18 months, 19 months, 20 months, 21 months?
No, because that's, you just say she's almost two, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, I would, but I'd also say just she's right. 1.5.
There's a flaw in this system. You can never go back, Ash. So you go days, you go days, weeks, months, then you're one, then you're just one until you're two. Fuck all this 18 months bollocks.
There you go. How old are you? One.
How old am I in months? So I work it out. That'd be good fun. For 43 times 12, for 430.
Yeah, but you it's not your birthday today, is it?
Oh, no, it ain't, no. It might be by the time this goes out. When is your birthday?
You should know this, really.
You are such a woman. When's your birthday?
21st of June.
I didn't know that. When's mine?
Did you not? Yours is August the 3rd.
Oh, right, you did know.
When is your birthday?
August 3rd.
Is it actually?
No, June 6th.
I knew that because it's before mine.
Except 10 years before yours.
10 years before mine.
How old are you again? 40?
Shut up, no.
How old are you? I don't know how old you are.
I'm in my mid-30s.
Mid to late 30s. It's 39 and a half. Well, how old are you?
39 and a half.
Oh, dear. I'm 44.
Oh, this is going to end. This podcast has brought me right down.
I'll tell you, I've got my eyes closed. I'm fidgeting with a pen. I'm sweating. I might just go downstairs and drink half a bottle of wine. I don't even like wine. I think I've had enough now. I don't know if this is being sober. The days are too long, mate. They're boring as fuck.
But you've been very productive. You've booked in 9 gigs today, you said.
Yesterday. Or was it today? I can't remember. That's what I mean. This is the weird thing. Now I'm not drinking. I'm all discombobulated. I don't know what day of the week it is. Like, you think the opposite, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I don't know, would I? Yeah.
I think the listeners should have a vote whether I should start drinking again or not. I think they'd all say yes, because I'm boring.
When I put the episode up, I'll put a poll on Twitter, @PranksandFirth. Yeah, yeah. Go on there. Yeah. Should Justin start drinking again?
Yeah, because I don't feel myself, that's for sure. That's for damn sure.
Maybe if you start feeling yourself, you'll...
Once what?
Maybe if you start feeling yourself, you'll take up a bit more time during the days.
Gotcha. Do you know who Ronnie Coleman is?
Ronnie Coleman.
The bodybuilder.
No.
I couldn't sleep last night. I watched a documentary about him on Netflix. Fucking hell, mate. He can't walk.
It's a good story, mate. It sounds upbeat, uplifting. Why? What's wrong with him?
Oh, he's just fucked his back and all his legs up and everything. He was like the biggest bloke ever. Massive. Massive.
Bigger than Jeff Capes.
Oh, my God. Like, if you saw him, you wouldn't even think it was real. And then like he looks like the... Now he looks like the bloke out of Shining, you know the one that gets an axe in his chest.
Yeah, of course.
He looks like him, but on like two, he's got two crutches and that. I was like, fucking, that was shocking.
He's got two crutches. Oh, I'll tell you what, steroids are hella drugs, aren't they?
Again, that's crutches. We've had this discussion. But he, so they start off and you see him in his heyday, and then you can see him like, I mean, he's still massive. Like, he's still bigger than like, if you saw him in the street, but like when you see him compared to what, he's like a deflated balloon. What a story!
I watched the Tyson documentary that's on Amazon Prime.
Was it good?
Yeah, but we might have spoken about this. I can't remember. I watched it, and then he's so open and horrible about so much stuff. Mm. Like, horrible, horrible stuff. When it comes down to the thing he went to prison for, and he says... I just didn't do that. That just isn't true. None of that's true. Is it bad that because he's so horrible about so much other stuff, I thought, oh, maybe he's innocent.
Yeah. His funniest thing he ever said was when he was towards the end of his career, and that Jim Lampley, I think it was interviewing him. He goes, where do you see yourself in this time next year, Mike. And he goes, I don't know, man. He goes, maybe I'll be in Bolivian. Bolivian.
But he's not stupid. He isn't stupid.
He's sort of stupid.
A little
bit.
When it come towards the end of his career, because he was the best probably ever, but he then just gave up. He started, like, he used to abstain from sex. Like, he hadn't had sex.
Do you know when he won the title against Trevor Burbick, he actually had gonorrhea when he was in the ring.
Yeah. He was in terrible pain because he had such bad gonorrhea. Because basically, he totally abstained from any sex. And then all of a sudden, he just discovered sex and just did it. As much as he could with as many people as he could.
Trevor Burbick went to Japan. Was it what we're talking about? I think he, when he lost to Buster Douglas, he was putting it about a bit as well.
But he also said he was too scared to mention it to anyone because he thought it would be a weakness. Like, you couldn't go to someone, and he was so embarrassed about having an STD.
That's why he said they reckon he knocked Trevor Burbick out so quickly. He went in the ring. You can see he's got like beads of sweat on him. They're like the size of marbles. Like
first round. He knocked him down in the first round.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But he sort of hit him with an elbow, didn't he? He was a dirty fighter, actually.
But then I was watching the one, because you know he obviously bit Evander Holyfield.
Yeah.
I hadn't realised, in the first fight, he got headbutted like 5 times.
And then he started headbutting in the second fight.
He headbutts him twice, and then Tyson says, he's headbutting me, are you going to do something about it? The ref doesn't do anything about it, so he bites him twice. But he said he was like, I just wanted to kill him. I wanted to kill him and everyone, all of his ring, everyone.
All of his friends.
But then he just gave up. So he had a few more fights afterwards, but he just didn't train properly. You could see he's fat. In his last fight, he just doesn't come out.
Danny Williams beat him.
Is that the Irish guy that beats him at the end?
Danny Williams is the big black guy from South London.
Oh, right.
Massive. No,
I don't remember that. But there was his last fight is against this Irish guy.
Yeah, a big, lanky guy.
And he actually says, he just refused to come out, basically. And then he wins. And then in his interview afterwards, he went, I shouldn't be getting beaten by a man of this calibre, but I haven't got the fire to do it anymore. I just don't want to do it. And they're like, there's people booing. And he's just like, everyone. Like,
they've paid to fly to Vegas and for tickets. And he's like, yeah, I'm not really heart's not, I just needed the money.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, he said, I just did it for the money. That's a good note to end the podcast on, I think, listener. So this week on Tuesday, I'm going to be on the Ross McGrane and John Oakes evening show on Radio Essex. I'm going to be on this week on Radio Essex. So if you want to listen, you don't have to be in Essex to listen. You can get the app from the App Store, Radio Essex. Download that. And from 10 o'clock on Tuesday, you can listen to me on their show, Hits and Giggles, on Radio Essex. Proper, bona fide radio. And you can listen. There is an FM. If you're in Essex, listen on the FM. Why not?
Listen to Ash.
On the radio. And then soon, Justin Panks will be on, won't you? You'll drive down and go on their show from 10 o'clock until 1 a.m.
What day of the week do they record?
Monday to Thursday. And it's live,
probably not then.
We could both go on. You could stay here.
We are becoming joined at the hip.
We could do that. We could be joint guests on there.
We could bring the thunder like tonight.
You'd have to stay, wouldn't you? You'd have to stay over and then where would we be?
I'd have to drink. No. What time of the night is it then?
It's from 10 until 1 on Radio Essex.
That's all right, I'll drive home. That's no biggie.
Okay. Well,
that's no biggie smalls.
Just saying you can stay. I'm offering you a...
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Where's a baby going to go? I ain't sleeping out with a baby. That'll cry and wake me up.
Sleep up down the side of the bed like the baby does.
The baby would have to go look around your mother-in-law's or something. I ain't fucking
the baby would be down the side that my girlfriend's on and you could be down my
side.
Can I go in the
cot next to you?
I'll roll over every now and again and just strike your head. Make sure you go off properly.
Just lop your tit in my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in. Radio show or not.
All right, well, listener, thank you so much for listening. As always, if you want to support the show, you know where to do it. Ko-fi and Patreon, and thank you for your support. Really, I mean, some tremendous listening figures in the last couple of weeks, and we massively appreciate it. Do tell a friend. leave a review. It's so important that if you haven't left a review on iTunes yet, go and leave a bad review on iTunes. We really desperately want good ones on there.
And if you can't be bothered to do any of that, share it, tell someone, just spread the word.
Just that is the most important thing. Please, we massively appreciate you listening. But if we could grow this podcast, then maybe Justin, he'll drink himself to death. Who knows?
I can dry myself out to death. I feel worse.
Okay. I'm sorry, mate.
It's all right. It's my fault. I got myself in this mess. I'm going to get myself out of it.
Okay. Enjoy. Thanks for listening, listener. Speak to you next week. Justin.
Goodbye.